Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting second. The left fielder, Gary Redus. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Steve Lyons. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Ken Williams. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Wiggins. Batting second. The DH, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Young. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Ken Gerhart. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, John Habian. And now, play ball. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Hill moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hill moves to third. Lyons moves to second. Doug Corbett now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hill tags and scores. Lyons tags and moves to third. Williams tags and moves to second. One out. It's 3-0, White Sox. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 1 in the game. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to home to get Lyons. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0 for 1 in the game. Calderon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Gerhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lyons for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiggins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-1 in the game. Knight hits a fly ball into left field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Young. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-2 in the game. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Guillen moves to third. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-2 in the game. Calderon hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-1 in the game. Lacy hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Redus. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerhart hits a line drive into center field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Arnold now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arnold fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arnold fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-2 in the game. Wiggins hits a fly ball into left field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gerhardt. Williams reaches second base with a double. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Guillen bunts towards the mound. Arnold fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 3 in the game. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arnold has Williams trapped. There's the throw to Kennedy and over to Knight, who tags Williams for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Murray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 2 in the game. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0 for 3 in the game. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arnold fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob James now pitching. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 2 in the game. Lacy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Calderon who is chasing the ball. Lacy reaches third base with a triple. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lacey scores. One out. It's 6-3, White Sox. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerhart strikes out. Two outs. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-3 in the game. Wiggins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Rick Burleson. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a fly ball into left field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gerhart. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Guillen moves to third. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-4 in the game. Redus takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cannonan now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lacey throws the ball into Ripken, who tags Baines trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Guillen scores. Redus moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-3, White Sox. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-4 in the game. Calderon is walked intentionally. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Calderon moves to second. Tom Knight and Feuer now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fisk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lacey. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Redus scores. Calderon scores. Walker moves to third. It's 9-3, White Sox. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with James covering, for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Murray strikes out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-3 in the game. Knight hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.